Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time we'll bring David Dolan to our broadcast table and his Middle East news update. You know, for over 35 years, Dave has been giving these reports so that we as students of Bible prophecy may be informed on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Dave has a report on the Palestinian Civil War that is a bloody war. It's a fight to the end with both Hamas and Fatah. And in fact, the increase in Hamas violence at the Gaza border will be a part of his report as well. And David will report the Prime Minister of Israel wants to get Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights in the northern part of Israel. That's the report that David will bring to this broadcast table in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me remind you, at my bookstore, prophecytoday.com, I have a DVD documentary that will deal with the Palestinian people. We did the filming in Petra, the impregnable city, which was the headquarters for Esau and the Palestinian people way back 4,000 years ago. This is a very informative and picturesque DVD documentary. It explains Esau and the Palestinians. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase. And David, I know there's a lot of rioting going on in the Gaza Strip right now. I had heard reports that Hamas was going to increase Gaza violence, basically to cover up their incompetence. And we don't know if that's the case or not. But give us the latest you know on that, which took place yesterday and is continuing on.
There was the IDF said at least 13,000 Palestinians took part in the riots. That's the largest number in some time. And that came after Hamas earlier in the week threatened to attack Israel if it didn't put pressure on the Palestinian Authority to stop some anti-Hamas measures that it's undertaken. We heard that a 43-year-old woman was killed in the rioting. We heard that there was 3 breaches of the border fence on Friday. The IDF shot back. And also Israeli Air Force jets struck several Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. Now, they did that earlier in the week as well, Jimmy. On Sunday, a styrofoam airplane loaded with explosives was sent over the border into Israel. It was neutralized without hurting anyone, but the IDF then struck at some Hamas positions, and in response, Hamas again allowed the firing of a rocket into Israel. It was intercepted by the Iron Dome system as it was heading towards the nearby city of Ashkelon. So no casualties there, but the situation is definitely heating up again. The Egyptians were in the Gaza Strip on Thursday trying to calm things down, get Hamas to return to a calmer position. But this has prompted the Israelis to halt the third installment of $15 million payments from Qatar that they've been making to the Gaza Strip to aid the Palestinians there. The Israelis stopped that. So a very tense situation, Jimmy, and one that could easily lead to more fighting and more rocket attacks and, the conflicts that we've been seeing just continuing on into the new year.
Yes, that Israeli-Palestinian conflict, 4,000 years old, ultimately, beginning in the womb of their mother, Jacob and Esau, found in the book of Genesis chapter 25, now making itself very much manifest in the battle there at the Gaza border with Israel. But I read an opinion piece earlier this week, David, that really tried to help me see this whole thing in focus. It talked about, the name of it was Palestinian Uncivil War. And what it was talking about, it looks like Hamas, which would be in the Gaza Strip, and Fatah, headed up by Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority there in Ramallah, they hate each other as much as they hate Israel. And in fact, they have a civil war that's going on. Can you give us any enlightenment as far as that's concerned?
Well, really, Jimmy, that does go back to the formation of Hamas in 1988, late 1987, actually. But this conflict is real. Hamas has condemned all along the Palestinian Authority's attempts to make peace with Israel. Now, those have been very feeble attempts, as we know, but the peace treaty that Yasser Arafat signed was condemned by them. They continue to say Israel's total destruction is our only goal and is our ultimate goal, and we will not even feign peace, whereas the PA does still have some security cooperation in Judea and Samaria with Israeli forces. It's very weak, but there is some coordination. We've seen that in recent weeks. And in fact, the PA, as I mentioned two or three weeks ago, did undertake to arrest some Hamas terrorists in the Ramallah area, and Hamas strongly denounced that. So indeed, there's a civil war there. There's no chance that Hamas is going to give up its control over the Gaza Strip. That's their mini state, and the PA is trying to get that back. Egypt trying to keep both sides at bay, other forces at work there. But of course, Jimmy, it's just part of the larger quilt in the Middle East of chaos and confusion. It's getting worse and worse to the north in Syria, to the east in Iran, all sorts of things going on. So it's just part of that process. And of course, as we've mentioned, Hamas is strongly backed by Iran, and they want to keep that alliance, keep stirring up trouble, and the rioting this weekend just proves, once again, that it hasn't halted, nothing has changed, and the violence continues. But it is an internal civil war, as you said, in many ways, that the Israelis are caught in the middle of, really, and they would like to see them in some ways destroy each other, but in the meantime, rockets get fired and civilians get hurt and this sort of thing. So it's a very serious matter indeed.
Earlier this week in Israel, John Bolton, who is the National Security Advisor for President Trump, he went in and visited with Netanyahu there in Israel before making his way over to Turkey. And one of the things that the Prime Minister of Israel asked of John Bolton to pass along to the president and also the entire Trump administration was that the United States recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Now, in essence, 3,500 years ago, when Joshua gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh the Golan Heights, they did so because it was a key security location as the Jewish people came into the Promised Land. That's exactly what Netanyahu wants. Do you think that's going to happen? And just relate to everybody how key that position is security-wise.
Well, Jimmy, just the name tells it. It's the heights. It's the high ground over the Sea of Galilee right above it, the high ground over the Hula Valley, the first place I lived in northern Israel, the Upper Galilee area, meaning it's the ground that Syria used before 1967 to attack Israeli towns and kibbutz settlements and Tiberias, and even they would fire at boats on the Sea of Galilee, Israeli fishing boats in those years. So the Israelis got it in the Six-Day War. They are not ever going to turn it back. As I've mentioned, I think, before, it was originally in the 1922 accord that the League of Nations came up with. It was supposed to be part of Israel. It's also the source of Israel's water for the Sea of Galilee. It comes mainly from the Golan area and from Mount Hermon above it. So this is extremely strategic ground. It's not very big. It's a little piece of territory, but very, very important. And the United States apparently recognizes that, at least the Trump administration does. And John Bolton's words were welcome, Jimmy, but he had quite a tough time in Jerusalem because Netanyahu, as the Jordanians, as others, are very, very concerned with the U.S. pullout from Syria, and that began on Friday, Jimmy. The U.S. military announced that they had begun removing equipment, no troops yet, but they had begun on Friday removing those U.S. Forces, really, starting that process. This is very disturbing to the Israelis, as it is to the others I mentioned. And so Bolton had a very difficult time. Mike Pompeo came later in the week, the Secretary of State, and he reiterated support for Israel as well, as Bolton did very publicly, very strongly, that the U.S. backs Israel. But it's a confused message, and really people are not certain what's going on. Bolton confirmed the press reports that basically President Trump made this decision on a whim after speaking with Turkish strongman Erdogan, who said, look, we'll take care of ISIS. You don't need to keep your forces there anymore. we've defeated them anyway, but we'll make sure they stay defeated. Well, everyone knows Turkey doesn't want to get into Syria to deal with ISIS. They want to come in and go after the Kurdish YPG forces that they claim are terrorists. And those, of course, are our close allies in the fight against ISIS. They've taken the most casualties. Very few U.S. servicemen have been killed in the conflict there, just, I think, six or seven. But many Kurdish forces have died, and so this is very, very confusing. We also heard, Jimmy, from the French foreign minister confirm that, first of all, that they have forces in Syria. That's the first time they've admitted that. And he said that President Macron spoke with Donald Trump several times and tried to get him to change his mind. And he said the president did state, and we're hearing this, of course, from Bolton and from Pompeo as well this week, that the withdrawal would be slowed down, that it would maybe not take place at all, but it would be slowed down in the meantime, that they might even leave a remnant force in there. And that was reassuring to the Israelis. The French protested the U.S. pullout as well. So Israel's allies, France and Britain, America's allies as well, are concerned about this pullout. We'll just see where it goes at this point. But the Americans reaffirmed their support for the Kurdish forces. But, Jimmy, it's interesting that Bolton went right from Jerusalem to Ankara. He was supposed to meet with Erdogan. And after stating in Jerusalem that this would be the case, that the U.S. would strongly defend its Kurdish allies, would not allow them to be attacked by the Turks, he wouldn't meet with Bolton. He canceled a meeting they were supposed to have. So that was a very bad sign, a very tense situation there in Syria, and part of the regional tensions that are going on, Jimmy. And war in the region looks very, very possible, particularly, Jimmy, if the Iranians do launch these space satellites. They announced on Thursday that they, President Rouhani of Iran, announced that two satellites will be sent into space soon. They're supposed to be, you know, looking at the weather and checking out the scenery and that sort of thing. I remember when Israel launched its first satellite, the OFEC-1, many, many years ago now, about 15, 20 years ago now, and they said it was a weather satellite. Well, of course, these are not. They're military satellites, and the Israelis have warned that if Iran does that, and the U.S., Pompeo warned the same, that if Iran does launch them, this could be a trigger for war. So there's a lot of tension in the area, Jimmy. We'll just see where it goes. But the Bible's coming true. The prophecies are unfolding right before our eyes, it seems.
And every time I have that opportunity, I say the political in this world today setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. David Dolan, the man who covers the Middle East for us, and in particular Israel, Jerusalem, and all the surrounding area. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll have another talk next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.
Very important report from David Dolan, his Middle East News Update. The bloody civil war among the Palestinian people, Hamas and Fatah, is evidence that the Palestinians want the land that God has given the Jewish people. And though they are now fighting a civil war, soon the Palestinians will turn their focus on their cousins, the Jewish people. And that's Malachi chapter 1 and Ezekiel chapter 35. Esau said that he would indeed kill Jacob, his brother. Genesis chapter 27. And this present Palestinian civil war is the precursor for that battle. And that is the time when the Palestinians will rise up to kill the Jews, which could be very soon now. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I have a DVD documentary that will deal with the Palestinian people. We did the filming in Petra, the impregnable city, which was the headquarters for Esau and the Palestinian people. This is a very informative and picturesque DVD documentary. It explains Esau and the Palestinians. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and there you can make your purchase. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.